Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
All right. Yackety yak. A scowl. That's that cube scowl right there. That's pretty perfect right there. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here now. Riding to Balsy normally joins us at 11:40 on Fridays. But since this is the last show of the week and Georgia plays Georgia Tech on Friday, we thought we'd ask him to come on today, and he did. He always picks up his walk-up music, and then he explains. I think pretty self-explanatory, but a great pick, Roddy. How are you?
Doing fine, guys. Doing fine. I got 10 to spend on the hen, and it's Friday, so or it will be Friday, so let's go.
There you go. There you go.
So you got what you got, Ron?
10 to spit on the hen, baby. Yakety yak.
Have that on the table for Thanksgiving. And it was good. All right, let's dive into the matchup here. Obviously, Georgia Tech Friday. Mercedes-Benz. It's over there. It's not on campus. I know Georgia Tech made that decision and. If they regret it or not, they got a bunch of money for it.
They've come out said we don't regret it.
Yeah, they got $10 million for it, so that was the plan. I think we all understand what the number one thing Georgia needs to do in this game is to win, which is stop Haynes King. What comes after that?
After that, run the ball. I mean, this is a Tech defense has not been great against the run. Georgia has a running attack, and if you remember, the first question we asked Kirby Smart back in spring was, you know, what are your goals for this year? What improvements do you need to make? And he says we have to stop the run and be able to run the ball. And then we asked him in August 1st or the first day of fall practice, Kirby, what did you work on over the summer? He said we worked on stopping the run and being able to run the ball. What have they been able to do this year? They've been able to stop the run and run the ball. Now, that's maybe coming to a detriment to their secondary, but, you know, last year they were set up for the run, and Haynes King picked them apart.
Exactly.
So this year it's like, okay, they're not going to come in one-dimensional this year. So let's see if they can Georgia can run the ball, keep Haynes – do what Georgia Tech did to Georgia last year. Haynes King and that offense kept it so that Georgia hardly ever got it, and if Georgia ever missed, Haynes King got the ball again. They controlled the clock. They limited the number of possessions Georgia had. Georgia needs to do the same thing. The best way to keep Haynes King out of the game is to keep him on the sideline, run the ball against a defense that can't stop it very well, control the clock, limit Haynes King's number of possessions, and see who runs the state.
Injury report, Roddy. I know CJ got hurt 2 weeks ago, but his status or anybody else we need to look out for?
Well, I mean, you also had two offensive linemen sit out last week, you know, and Drew Bobo and being Ernest Green, but they're back. They should be ready to go. Chauncey Bowens is ready to go. You know, that's a Georgia running backs, kids from the state of Georgia, have had huge games, you know, in this rivalry. I mean, you can go back to Isaiah Crowell, you know, Washaun Ely. There's a lot of guys. You can just go down a list of, you know, who really tore up this game. So this would be a big one for Chauncey Bowens. According to Nate Frazier, he was actually kind of – the running backs were leading the – charge on Tuesday about, you know, getting up for this game. Earlier in the week, it was, I think on Monday, it was Oscar Delp, who's basically saying, come on, guys, this is a big game. You know, they're not looking ahead to the SEC championship game because they don't even know if they're in it.
Right.
Whereas last year, they may have done it. So, but they look to be healthy. C.J. Allen is a tricky situation because we heard that he might have had a little meniscus repair, something very minor, and that he could be available this week. But I hate to say it because it sounds like you're kind of looking past him, but I don't know that you need him this week. I mean, Chris Cole is really good.
Yeah.
He's very fast. He's a great spy. He's also good in coverage. If you can get by with sitting C.J. Allen, by all means do it. But you guys both know how dangerous Haynes King is, and you want to have your best linebacker in there for it. So it's just I think it'll be a game-time situation for C.J. Allen.
Yeah, I don't know if that comment kind of gives a hint as far as how you think the game's going to go, but to say maybe you don't need your best linebacker in this one maybe is a hint. So how do you kind of expect it to look? And if it's close in the fourth quarter, what are the reasons for that?
I mean, on paper, this is a game Georgia should win by 2 touchdowns. I mean, they can run it. Tech can't stop the run very well. Georgia doesn't have a whole lot of turnovers. Tech's not great at creating those. This should be, I don't say a run-of-the-mill game because it's the rivalry. We've seen stupid things happen in this contest all the time. So if it is close in the fourth quarter, that means there were turnovers or a special teams blunder or penalties. Georgia's not been getting a lot of penalties. We saw in that Texas game, you know, they only had one or two, mm-hmm. very few, whereas Texas had like 9 and they kept shooting themselves in the foot. Penalties, special teams, and turnovers are the recipe for an upset. If those go sideways in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, then that means that Georgia will be in a tight game in the fourth quarter. But on paper, Georgia has the talent, the running game, and the ability to stop the run that should give them a comfortable win. But, again, I will never predict that in this contest, even if it was the fourth string going against the first string, just because it's Georgia Tech.
All right, Roddy. And I think I might have asked B.A. this. All right, somebody. Like, I was up there with the family. We're on the field during the senior walkout, and I hear Gunnar Stockton run out with the senior. That was just one of the things where he don't want to do next year, right?
You don't know. I mean, he's a graduate. This is a kid who, when this, you know, he'll have a decision to make. Does he want to come back and do it again? And I would love to see him come back in Georgia because he's, I mean, you see, year one to year two for starting quarterbacks is so much of a movement. Look at, go back to the mailman when, you know, Stetson Bennett, he was 3/4 of that national championship game. He looked terrible, mm-hmm. but, you know, they pull it out at the end. The next year, they go undefeated, and he looks like a Heisman winner. I mean, he got to go to New York. He had a fantastic year. Imagine you've seen the difference in two games, the first two games of the year versus the last two games. Gunnar Stockton's a completely different guy. So how much better would he look next year with a lot of those guys, you know, coming back? So,
yeah.
But he is a graduate. He could go off to the NFL. He's got his degree. He could hit the transfer portal and make – some team could do what they did with Carson Beck. I mean, right. Somebody's going to say, hey, let's teams are going to come after your players. Teams are going to come after Juan Gaston. They're going to come after Chris Cole. They're going to come after Dontrell Glover. They're going to come after everybody on your team who's any good. And Georgia's going to do likewise. Everybody's looking at everybody else
right. And
seeing, you know, who might hit the portal, who may not. So it's a situation where he's been here 4 years, he's graduated, he walks. And then if he comes back next year, he walks a second time. So I wouldn't read anything into it, but just the idea that we know what the roster is going to look like next year, that is a fallacious argument because nobody knows.
Right. No, I know. It's such a
– weird.
Still wrapping our heads around the reality of that because you're right. Like, I don't know. Somebody could throw enough money at him to buy him a new F-150 and he decides to go to a – I kind of doubt it.
But, I'm just saying –
Right.
Did you expect Carson Beck to be in Miami this year?
No.
No, I mean, he declared for the NFL draft. Everyone thought he was going to the NFL. And then
that's my point. It's just exactly. You don't know. So I thought Damon Wilson would be leading Georgia in sacks this year, but he's killing it at Missouri.
Yeah.
There was no even fight. I mean, he had a clear shot straight to the starting lineup. The guys that were ahead of him were gone. He had been inked into the depth chart. and all of a sudden he's in Missouri. So you just, I can't say with certainty this guy will be back or that guy will be back, because everything is just up in the air until, I guess, until fall practice. And even then, after fall practice, if you're a yeah. guy who's graduated,
yeah.
you can still transfer. Well, there's no transfer portal for everybody else, but graduates can always go somewhere. So.
Didn't Joey Aguilar go to Tennessee after spring? I mean, he didn't end Absolutely. Up there until the summertime. So yeah, I mean, it's the calendar right. is odd. All right, this isn't the Lane Kiffin question, but if you want to answer Lane Kiffin and make him a part of it, that's fine. That's up to you. But just, I'm not making this about Lane Kiffin. When are we going to know who the next coach at LSU and Florida and some of these other? As I know, we found out about Arkansas today. When are we going to find out about these other jobs?
I really don't know. I mean, because two of them are looking at the same guy. So
you did it, not me.
And they're doing their interview. Yeah. So they're both looking at it. I mean, I'm told that Lane Kiffin has a $90 million offer from LSU. Mm-hmm. So
that's the rumor.
He's got 90 million reasons to go there, but then Ole Miss has told them, hey, whatever you do, you know, whatever you get, we're going to match. And we're going to be competitive in the NIL era. So if you've got two teams fighting over the same guy, you have to make a decision, which lets the other one know they lost out. And all of a sudden, they go to their number two. And I guarantee you the number two guy is not going to take it, because he knows he's number two. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to be the guy that if you go into the program already as the backup, if you will, the safety school, you know, yeah. when we were all yeah. applying to Georgia Tech to get in, you know, when he took Georgia as a safety, Georgia Tech as a safety school. And, you know, then the ones of us that got into Georgia, we went there, you know, it's the safety job. So yeah. That's the situation.
All right. Well, maybe we'll know by the next time we do a radio show. Because we've talked about it for 3 weeks.
Yeah, we talked about it for 3 damn weeks.
3 months.
Yeah, man.
Roddy, we appreciate it. Enjoy the game on Friday.
Appreciate you, Rod.
Thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Roddy. Roddy Nabalsi there, UGASports.com. Normally Fridays at 11:40, but the game on Friday and no show Friday. We thought we'd talk to him today.
Yeah, man. I think it's going to be a fun football game. But I think Georgia, as long as they don't turn it over and don't let Haynes King go crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to make some runs. He's going to make some plays. You're going to have him up. He's going to break some tackles, fall forward and everything. I get all that. But Georgia's a better team. And it ain't close that they're the better team. But they might have the best player in the game, Tech.
You think so?
They may. Hmm. Some can argue that Haynes King might be the best player in the game.
Yeah.
Get his ass.
They've given up 48, 34, yeah. and yes. 42
yes.
in the last 3 weeks.
And it's going to be like that. But can Georgia, like I said, Buster knows how
can to. Can they score 40 on Georgia?
Buster knows how to. But we're playing a different level, man.
Yeah.
Georgia's playing a different level, man.
Yeah. No, I think so too.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, plenty of
I think so, too. Maybe if these two teams played in early October, but
maybe, but
not right now.
Playing at a different level right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, not right now. And unfortunately for Tech, they kind of are, too. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, last chance to ask AMA questions for the week, 404-726-0929. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible.
If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.